This program is brought to you by PrideNZ.com.
Hi, my name's Rachel Hyde. I'm the music director of the Glamophones, and tonight we are rehearsing at St Andrew's Church on the Terrace, 3 weeks out from our big concert as part of the Pride events in Wellington, and then a huge concert for us at the Michael Fowler Centre.
And can you describe, firstly, the big concert and then the huge concert?
Yeah, the big concert's really exciting for us. It's here at our home of St Andrews. It's a best of the Glamophones. I've been working with the Glamophones for 4 years now, and this is a really awesome opportunity for me to show everybody what I have done with the choir and what the choir has done with me, actually. We've kind of grown together, and so we've picked all of our favourite songs from those 4 years, and we're going to deliver them as part of these Pride events, just as a celebration of who we are and our place in the community. And it's really exciting, really cheap tickets, so people can just come along and enjoy a night with us.
Can you describe some of the repertoire?
Yeah, we're doing a range of amazing pieces. So the centre of the concert for us is a piece we commissioned from Gareth Farr called During These Days. We commissioned this piece for the 30th anniversary of the passage of the homosexual law reform in New Zealand. It was an extraordinary series of events we did, and we're really pleased to be able to sing that piece again. And then around that, we've got some what you could probably call classic queer gay anthems, both modern and older. We're doing an amazing song called The Fight Song, which the choir loves. We're doing songs like Stand By You by The Pretenders. We're doing some George Michael, Freedom 90, a whole bunch of songs that people will love. And it's going to be a really fantastic night.
And then what about the huge concert?
This is a huge concert. I can't quite believe we're doing this, but it's true. The Glamophones are opening for the Top Twins. Who ever thought that would happen? This is the final night of the massive ILGA conference that's taking place in Wellington. 400 delegates or more from all around the world are coming to Wellington to talk about issues that affect our community around the world. And on the final night, there is a concert at the Michael Fowler Centre. The Top Twins are the headliners, which is super exciting, and we're going to sing. And we'll be singing a few of the songs from the night before. I'm not going to give it away. It's going to be a surprise. But we'll be doing 20 minutes to half an hour, and I just can't wait. It's such a great night for the choir.
And will this be one of your biggest audiences? I mean, Michael Fowler Centre is huge.
It'll definitely be the biggest one if we pack it out. So come along and help us sing to our biggest ever audience. It's an amazing place, a great acoustic. I've never sung in there. I've conducted in there before, but never sung. So it's a first for me. And the choir is so excited, not just because it's the Tops, but because it's at the MFC as well.
Now, you've been with the choir for, say, 4 years. How has the choir changed you?
Well, that's an amazing question. I would say the choir has taught me a lot about myself and my place in the community, actually, in the queer community. I feel really happy and proud of who I am, and I always have done, but the choir's given me a voice in a way that I don't think I had before. I think the choir's made me a lot more fun as well. Let me just lay that out there. I can be quite a serious person, but the choir has taught me some jokes that I never thought I'd know, and they've just really taught me to embrace the people around me and be proud of our community and just stand up and be counted, and that's something I'll always be grateful for.
So after these two concerts, you're actually taking a little break for a while?
Yeah, I am. I'm having a mini sabbatical. It's only 6 months, but this is a pretty full-on job. And I do it in addition to actually having a full-time job as well and working with other groups. And what I decided to do was have 6 months where I wasn't waving my arms about, but I was actually thinking about my own music. So I'm going to spend 6 months playing the piano. I'm going to get my cello out for the first time in 15 years. I've just built a house, and we've got a record player that actually plays records. And so we've got all of our records out, and I'm going to listen to them and reattach myself to my music inside myself. And then that will allow me to come back to the choir at the end of the year with a bit of learning about myself and my music, I think, and yeah, just do something a little bit different for a few months.
And so who's taking over?
Well, the choir's really lucky. We've managed to get a young man called Thomas Nicora to come along and conduct the choir. He's an amazing young musician, and he's going to have a great time with the choir. I know they've asked him to do some classical music as well as some other more standard Glamophones repertoire. And he'll be brilliant at that. He actually conducts a choir called Cantorus Choir at the moment, who I also used to conduct many years ago. It's a small community. And Thomas has been working with us for a few weeks, playing the piano, and now he's singing with us, getting to know the choir and getting ready to take on the great honour and privilege of working with this group of people.
just looking forward to the two concerts in March. What is the piece that you're most looking forward to performing?
That's an easy question, actually. It's a song called This Is Me, which is from a movie called The Greatest Showman, which I have seen. It's a good movie. It's not my favourite movie ever. It stars Hugh Jackman, who is one of my favourites. But this song seems to have taken on an incredible life of its own. On the news just yesterday, apparently Hugh Jackman turned up at AUT in Auckland. Nobody knew about it. And the kids all sang This Is Me for him, and he sang with them, and it brought him to tears. We sang this piece last year with a group of children from a local school and some of the children of our choir members, and we're really hoping that they can join us again. It's an incredible experience to sing with this choir and children. I will never forget that experience, and we're going to do it again. And just the song speaks to people, and it's a song, it's a statement about standing up and not allowing oppression to rule your life and not allowing bullies to take over, and just saying, this is who I am. And it's an amazing song.
Now, Rachel, your mum is here today.
Yeah, she just got off a plane from France. She's here for her visit, staying with me for a couple of months. And the Glamophones is one of her favourite things in the world. So needless to say, rather than going home, she came to rehearsal.
It's the only reason I come, really, for the Glamophones. They're all my pals, and they stay in contact over Facebook and things like that, and messengers. And so I love them. I've adopted the whole lot.
What's it like to see Rachel leading this choir?
I'm so proud of her. She is the best female conductor that I have ever heard,
which is not
and I'm only biased, but yeah. She is, so that's, you know, so I can't be prouder of her. My only thing is I think she should be wearing more rainbow.
Wearing blue tonight.
A bit dull. I'm trying to give her a hint, the shocking pink. That's why.
It's great to have her here. Yeah. The choir loves my mum, and my mum loves the choir, so it's a real far now. We're a real far now.
That's right. Can I go and have a really, really strong coffee now? I'll talk to you next time. And you're going to have to bend down or something, because you're much too tall.
Okay, thank you. Thanks, Gareth. All right, everybody, let's come together, please. I can see new people. Hello. Who are you? You're Sarah. Let's welcome Sarah to the alto. And I see new people over here as well. Leanne and Joe. Great. Could we start with our shoulders, please? So some nice, relaxed shoulder rolls backwards in your own time. You know how this goes. Very good. And my mum is back. Yes. Just noting that my mum gets the biggest cheer of the night. Fingers behind your backs. And just give yourselves a bit of a stretch. And the same forward. Very nice. And can you just, as you give your face a massage, can you make some random, interesting noises? Very good. And can you give me a nice low? Lovely. Okay, let's do a great big lion breath. So a nice deep breath in. And one more. Be more impressive. There's like 60 of us in your own time. Very good. And just do me a nice big yawn. Very good. Who wants to pick a nursery rhyme for me this week? Jack and Jill. Can you sing that for me?
Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water. Jack fell down and broke his crown, and Jill came tumbling after.
Well, I don't know that version at all. Once more, please, from the middle of the choir.
Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water. Jack fell down and broke his crown, and Jill came tumbling after.
Let's go. Okay, what note did that start on, Taz? Jack. Let's go up a tone. Jack. Three, four,
Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water. Jack fell down and broke his crown, and Jill came tumbling after. Jack and Jill went up the the hill to fetch a pail of water. Jack the lamb broke his saddle and Jill came tumbling after. Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water. Jack the lamb broke his saddle and Jill came tumbling after.
Very good. That's enough of Jack and Jill for one week. Before we start with our rehearsal, I'd like us to fight song for our final bit of warm-up, please. Fight song.
This is my fight song.
Hey!
Take back my life song.
Hey!
Prove I'm all right song.
Hey!
My power's turned on. Tell me right now, I'll be strong. I'll play my fight song.
Sit down. Thank you, everyone. So, the reason I chose that song to kick us off is that there's a lesson in how we have to start our upcoming performances. It's always hard to start a performance. There's that weird bit where you come on and it takes us, you know, the first song or two to really get going. I don't ever want us to be like that again. I always want us to start our performances with a maximum impact and then finish them with a maximum impact. But starting with impact is hard, which is why it's good to start with the Wyatt, because it really gets our souls engaged. All right? But it also counts for the first song. And that's a song that we should be able to deliver with impact. We know it. We know it relatively well. And I always want you to think about how you start a performance and how you start a rehearsal. Give it your commitment from the beginning. That was not our most committed performance. It was a bit Thursday evening-ish. Our concert's on a Thursday evening, at this time, roughly. So you have to get rid of that Thursday evening-ish feeling in 3 weeks' time and just deliver it straight away. It's a cracking song, anyway. So, Freedom 90. Let's start in the middle and get us singing with a bit that we're comfortable with, and then we'll work backwards from there. So could we go into the middle of the song, please? Well, it looks like the road to heaven, but it feels like the road to hell.
Hi, I'm Stephen. I'm the chair of the Glamophones Committee. I've been doing this for about 3 years now. I've been singing with the choir for about 5 years. Yeah.
And how did you get involved?
Well, through friends. It's a community group, and I know the choir's been going for nearly maybe 10 years now, and you just hear them. I heard them playing it out in the park years ago, and I thought, oh, maybe that's something I want to do. I hadn't sung for years since secondary school, so it's been, you know, 15, 20 years, and I got back into it, and I've been doing it since every Thursday.
And what do you get out of it?
It's about the community. You make friends here, and the support you get, but also being part of a community to do something for the community, to represent the community and perform for the community. Singing itself is great fun, and I often come to rehearsals on Thursdays, and it's, you know, I'm tired after a day's work, but at the end of the two-hour rehearsal, I feel great. I'm, you know, rejuvenated. So, yeah, it's both an emotional support, but also a physical thing. It's like exercise coming here every week.
So what makes a queer choir? Is it the repertoire? Is it the people singing? What makes a queer choir?
Well, I guess for us, it's a combination of it all. It's the people are queer, but and we try to do queer music by queer composers and musicians, but, you know, not all of our music's like that. But it's also the way we deliver the music and what it means to us when we sing. So it's a combination of all that.
It strikes me that it's quite a diverse group of people that come to the choir. Can you talk about that diversity?
Yeah, I mean, I think one thing that I've seen over the last 5 or 6 years is that the composition of the choir has changed quite a bit. It was at the start quite a stable close-knit group, but over time, and our numbers have stayed more or less the same, if not having grown to about over 50 members now, but we've got far more newer people coming in, far more younger people, and people who are much more diverse in the identity, I guess, participating in the choir. And I don't know what it is. Singing is not that cool. We don't have Glee on TV anymore. But I think it might be to do with our growing part that we are playing in the community and being a place for people to participate and belong. So, yeah, that's one interesting thing that I've seen over the last few years.
So when you're up on stage singing in a massed group of people, what is that feeling like?
I guess it's the feeling of unity, of playing your part in a bigger thing, and you're looking out into the crowd. They're there to see you and be part of this. It's fantastic.
Now, there's been some disunity and kind of fracturing in the queer communities over the last year, especially. I'm thinking of things like the police in the Pride Parade, also kind of corporate sponsorship, et cetera, et cetera. But it strikes me from the outside is that choirs are very unifying, and I'm wondering, can you talk about how choirs, and in particular the Glamophones, unify people?
Yeah, I guess we are, first of all, about the music. So the music is what brings us together. But there is difference within the choir, and one thing that we've been emphasising more over the last few years is that we are here for the community. We are a centre for the community. So we have to be open. The other thing is, the choir started off as a gay men's choir, and it opened up to women as well. But over time, it's become policy that we just don't ask anyone, what they're about. Like, there's a reason why they want to come sing with us. And, we've all been there. Like, we've all been in situations where you're not that comfortable talking about it. And that's fine. So I think having that strong basis of being inclusive and being here for each other and about the music really binds us. We have our differences, but we have robust conversations but at the end of the day, we're all here for the singing. Yeah.
And speaking of singing, what's your favourite song that you sing?
Oh, that's a hard one. I think one of my favourite songs has always been True Colours. It's done by an amazing singer in the first place. But it's actually really, really hard to sing well, and we've tried several times. But also it's one of these compositions where there's that balance of the really sort of sentimental element, but then the real sort of release. And for the tenor part, it's also really high. So at the end of it, you're kind of high on oxygen deprivation, really. But it's great fun to sing.
And what's it like coming off stage after the performance? What's that feeling like?
Oh, it's always a bit weird for me because I have to address the audience at the end, so I'm talking to them. But it's a weird feeling because the hour that you're on stage feels like 5 minutes. But typically, one thing that we do as a choir is we always put on refreshments and like supper afterwards. So it's not the end. When we get off stage, we've got another half hour to talk to our friends in our community. So yeah, it's like we've done something for them, and now it's time to enjoy each other's company.
So I am a freshly graduated student. I got involved in the choir in my second year of uni. My mum was doing singing lessons. I was jealous of her, and she liked group singing. So we both came here because my mother is the most supportive person in the entire planet. And then when she stopped doing singing lessons, she kept paying for my admission to the choir. So I got to keep coming for 3 years now. I think this is my third year at the choir.
So can you remember back to those first times you came and what that feeling was like?
It was a touch overwhelming. I don't read music. I did some like theatre in high school, but I very quickly jumped to like backstage stuff because I found that really interesting. So actually doing performance things again was really quite terrifying. And then I joined about a month and a half before a concert and then performed in the concert because, you know, fear is for losers. But it was great. The whole choir is really just welcoming, and if you don't read music, if you don't know what you're doing, they arrange like sectionals on weekends so that you can practice your parts with people who actually do read music and know what it's supposed to sound like, and everyone's willing to help out. Yeah.
So what is it like learning if you're not actually reading the music? Because I mean, some of the stuff you're singing is actually really complex. Yeah.
It's a lot of listening to the people who are around you. So like, because the choir is split into actual sections, so sopranos on one side, altos on the other, tenors front, middle, basses at the back, you need to, if you're not confident in the song or if you're not confident in reading music, it helps to be middle front of the group that you're in, because that way everyone that you're hearing is singing your part. And that way, so long as you're matching everyone that you can hear, then you've got it. If you're sitting on like the borderline of two parts, then you'll start to kind of wobble, and that doesn't help much.
So can you recall what it was like having that performance a month after you joined? What was it like being on stage?
Really amazing. I hadn't really been involved much with the community in Wellington. I moved to Wellington partway through high school, and so once I kind of aged out of youth groups, I didn't really have a connection anymore. And so it was the first time that I'd seen, like, I guess the LGBT community beyond my age group all gathered for a thing, which was incredible. Like, I hadn't ever experienced that before.
It seems to me quite a diverse group, and I wonder what's the kind of the unifying things that bring people together with a choir?
I think music is definitely part of it. I think everyone at the choir does like music. Maybe they aren't necessarily as passionate about certain aspects of it as everyone else. Maybe everyone has different genres that they adore, that kind of thing. But everyone enjoys singing. Everyone enjoys part of the performance, or just the community aspect of everyone getting together on a Thursday evening and singing the same kind of thing, and just knowing that there are people in the room who understand where you're coming from and how you think about things.
So describe some of your most kind of favourite songs that you're singing.
I really love Brave. It's one of my favourite songs, and there's a bunch of songs where everyone gets involved. We've had songs where we've had like kids from a school as part of the performance, and their parents have come along, and it's really great to be able to have songs that like broaden the community beyond just like what you expect when you think of a like LGBTQ choir.
What would you say to somebody that was a singer but had never been in a choir before and maybe didn't have the confidence to kind of approach a choir?
The great thing about being in a choir is that if you suck a little bit or a lot a bit, it's really hard for anyone who isn't you to notice. Like, so long as you're following along well enough, and so long as you feel like you can keep following along, then you'll just get better. I can't read music. I can barely hear tune. I guess 90% of my way through songs. And they haven't kicked me out yet, so I think you're good.
Hi, I'm Gerard, and I sing in the choir in the tenor section, but we all have extra jobs, and mine is to arrange the ticket sales.
And what are you selling tickets for?
So it's for the Glamophones concert in association with the Pride Week in Wellington. It's going to be on Thursday, the 21st of March, from 7 p.m. at St Andrews on the Terrace. And this time we're going to be singing our greatest hits from 2015 to 2018. Lots of the old favourites.
What drew you to the choir?
I've always loved to sing, and for ages I had very busy work and couldn't commit to things, but once that changed, someone said you should go along to the Glamophones, and I turned up and felt very welcome from day one, and I've really enjoyed working with the choir over the last 5 years.
Can you describe that first encounter with the Glamophones, what it was like?
Well, yeah, the good thing about it on the singing side is that community choir, and I don't read music, I mean, I follow music, but don't read music, and that's not an impediment because there's lots of music readers and we have technology to support us in learning our roles. On the gay side, a very welcoming and safe place, lots of great people from around the city, all sorts of different jobs they come from, and they all bring unique experiences and expertise to help with running the choir, and they all enjoy singing.
What makes a rainbow choir?
So a desire to be with fellow community members, and particularly great when you see lots of young people coming along. We have quite a few university students who are here in Wellington, and we form part of their extended community, and for many we form part of the their actual family, as they can be isolated due to distance and first time away from home for many of them, or international visitors who perhaps even have sung in their own gay choirs back home and are joining us to continue with what they get out of a community choir like ours.
And what do you get out of it?
Well, as I said, I really enjoy singing, and it's a real... you know, it's a punctuation to the week, Thursday night rehearsal, a couple of concerts a year, and just really nice to have a good sing and to be part of something creative, to listen to the music improving as we learn it and practice it and refine it, and some of the pieces are just absolutely beautiful when the choir sings them, and so I have an emotional attachment to the music then, and that's the joy I get out of it.
What's your favourite song that you sing?
Oh, I don't think I have one. There's always one or two in each repertoire which are particularly fun. We're singing Hosier's "Take Me to the Church," and that's one that the tenors can get to belt out. So we all quite like that one. And there are others. We sing some of the classical pieces on occasion. I remember once. A couple of years ago when my mother died, about the time of the concert, in fact. So I was back for the concert, but they sort of dedicated at one of the rehearsals and sang Ave Verum for my mum. She would have loved it, and I was able to record it and play it for the family, and they thought it was lovely. So, yeah.
So the concert at St Andrews, how is that going to be decorated?
Well, we have a limited budget this time. So when we have a concert with a special aim, we often go out and seek sponsorship for stage management, etc. But this time we have a rainbow flag, which is synonymous with our community. It's 7 metres by 3 metres, and we're going to be suspending that above the altar at St Andrews, who very graciously considers part of their family as well. And they want that up for a period before our concert, which is over the period of Pride, because they're intending to hold some community services here for the community. And it'll be really nice to brighten up the church and give it special meaning for St Andrews, who have been very inclusive for such a long time here in Wellington.
Now, today, I don't know if you saw, but the international airport here in Wellington, the embankment at the front has got this huge, big painted rainbow. Have you seen that?
No, I saw a thing on social media where they were starting it. I remember being in Sydney a couple of years ago when at the top of Oxford Street they painted the pedestrian crossing for the first time in rainbow colours. I was a member of the New Zealand Defence Force and I had the honour of marching with the Australian Defence Force the first time they wore uniform in the Sydney Pride Parade. So we have a connection through our Defence Force network called Overwatch, and some of the representatives from the New Zealand Overwatch went over and marched in the parade with the Australian Defence Support Network.
I'm not sure with the embankment at the airport if you can march on that, but you could certainly slide down it.
Well, that's right. I think there's also a pedestrian crossing in Cuba Street going up, and I'm anticipating that there will be a few rainbow flags around the town. And I think with the Defence Force marching in the Wellington Parade, there may well be an opportunity to perhaps throw a few rainbow flags around a few armoured vehicles or something.
I'm Jen and I live in Wellington and I used to live in Auckland. So how did I get involved in the choir? Well, I sang in Gowls, which was the Gay and Lesbian Choir in Auckland, for 10 years and then moved down to Wellington for work. And at that stage they were, it was a male-only choir, and but they were looking to embrace women, and I came along at the right time. So I've been in the choir since then.
And what draws you to choirs?
I felt like I was coming home. So it's a family community thing, yeah.
Can you describe what it's like singing just in a massed group of people?
Well, you get the right song, because it doesn't happen with every song, but you get the right song and it chokes you up, can choke you up, like I'm getting choked up now, and then making a beautiful sound is also fantastic, and I really enjoy that. I mean, there's lots of research out there about the benefits of singing and how it increases your endorphins and positive emotions and stuff like that, but I don't come for that. Although, having said that, I can, you know, think, oh, can I be bothered going to choir tonight? And, you know, and then I'll come and it'll be a buzz. It's worth it.
What's the piece of music that just really gets you? What's the most kind of moving thing that you sing?
Well, there's heaps, but the one that I like at the moment is a piece by Morten Lauridsen, on the Sacred Night. It's not quite the right title, but you know, and he's a contemporary American composer, and I've sung his songs before with Gowls, and it's just beautiful harmonies.
Can you describe for me some of the most kind of memorable concerts that you've been part of?
Yes. So periodically, the Australasian Gay and Lesbian Choirs get together. It's called Out and Loud. And so I've sung in those Australasian Out and Loud choral festivals in Melbourne, in Sydney, at the Gay Games in Sydney in whenever it was, and also in Auckland. So those are the memorable times when you get, you know, 200 voices lifting to the heavens.
What would you say to somebody that was a singer but maybe has never been in a choir before, and in particular never been in a rainbow choir before? How would you sell Glamophones?
It's the community that you come to. So everyone's extremely friendly. Rachel is fantastic as a musical director, and we sing a great variety of different songs, and it's just exciting and fun.
So I'm Thomas Necker, and I'm going to be the interregnum sort of version of a conductor from March till I think it's October of Glamophones Choir.
And what does a conductor do with a choir?
So it's actually, I think the role is really musical director. So it's not just waving your arms around and dancing in front of everyone, making a fool, but it's also teaching the music and teaching how I want it performed. Yeah, different versions of music. Every conductor does slightly differently.
And so you're about to step into this role for a period of, what, 8 months?
Yeah, it's a reasonable amount of time, March to October, so.
And once you're in the role, how do you want to kind of shape the choir?
Yeah, so the choir does quite a lot of pop songs at the moment, songs that reflect pride and such. I'm going to be doing one, I haven't announced it yet, so I'm going to be doing one other piece with the choir that's more classical, just because it's what I come from, my normal field background. So I'm going to do one thing. I'm probably going to do a whole lot of musical theatre stuff, but I'm not going to change so much. It's the choir is great as it is.
And you were saying you came from a musical background. So what is your background?
So I studied classical performance at Victoria University. I graduated 2.5 years ago now, almost 3 years ago. And last year I was repetitor for the Royal New Zealand Ballet. I don't do too much playing anymore. Most of my playing is concertos with orchestras or chamber music, but yeah, every now and then I do a recital or two.
And what drew you to the gramophones?
Actually, it's interesting. In my first year of uni, I met their accompanist at the time, Michael Pansters, and he got me involved with them for just a little bit of time when Gene Malcolms was conducting. And I think the choir, some of them still know me, and their conductor, Rachel Hyde, works a lot with Wellington Chamber Orchestra, and she'd seen me play with them. So I think it was her idea to get me along to come and take over for these couple of months.
What makes a good choral singer?
Lots of things. It's chamber music. Singing in any sense with a group is chamber music. So listening to people singing in tune, that can be less important than you think sometimes. But, you know, text, having fun. I see no point in having choir unless it's fun. But also the text is the most important thing to me, as a director at least.
Can you describe what it's like to be part of a massed group of people singing?
Well, it's different for everyone, I think, but I really love it. It sort of gives you a bit of, I don't want to say courage, but it's sort of epic. You sort of feel, especially when the choir this big, this choir's got a reasonable amount of people, so it feels, everything's sort of big, which is fun.
One of the things from the outside that, in my perception, is that it's a very unifying activity, being in a choir, especially like a community choir. And I wonder, with so much kind of fracturing going on in the kind of queer communities at the moment, can you speak to, how choirs can unify and why they unify?
I mean, choirs bring all sorts of different people together, which is a good thing. I mean, you have people here that otherwise wouldn't sing in groups just because they want to be part of a group that's queer or queer friendly. And then you've got people who love singing and they go to choirs every night of the week. And there's a few of those people in the choir. So you do get a lot of different things coming together, different groups in this choir especially. I'm involved in a lot of choirs in Wellington, more than a lot of other choirs. The differences in people, which is really nice, actually. It's part of what makes it really fun.
And so why do you do it?
I mean, I really enjoy it, pretty much. I mean, I was playing for the last 4 weeks just because their accompanist was in China, but I decided that I was going to stay on and sing because it's fun. But I'm not doing anything else Thursday night, so, yeah.
And what would you say to somebody who loves singing but maybe doesn't have the confidence of joining a choir?
If they're thinking of coming to this choir, I'd definitely tell them to come, yeah. Because it's the sort of choir that it's very easy to fit in somewhere. And you don't have to read. You don't have to be the quickest learner or anything. It's fun.